Hi, I am Martin Sawicki. In this demo, I will show you how to use the Windows Azure plugin for Eclipse to get a very simple Java application to run in Windows Azure. I'll take it in three steps. First, I'll create a Windows Azure project for my Java application. Then I'll test it in the Windows Azure emulator locally on my machine. And then I'll build a package that I will be able to upload and run in the Windows Azure cloud. So my Java application is very simple. All it is a dynamic web project with a JSP page that has a Hello World in it. Yours, of course, can be a much more complex server application. The deployment steps will be very similar. So the first step is to create a new Windows Azure project, which will serve as the deployment vehicle for my Java application. Next, I need to add a few things to the project. I need to specify the deployment logic for my application and for my server. I also need to include a distribution of the server that I want to use, and the JDK distribution, and the application itself. The best way to start is by starting off with a sample startup script. Depending on which server you want to use, you can pick from a selection of startup scripts. I'll use Tomcat, and I'll just copy that entire file into the startup script of my project, of my worker role. This controls the logic of my deployment. All these steps that I'm taking are actually described in the sample, but the next step is to include a JDK distribution in my approot. So I got that from the web. Same thing with the Tomcat distribution. And finally, I need a WAR file containing my Java application. One way to get that is by exporting from my project into the approot of my Azure project. And now I'm ready to build. And after I build, I can run a script called run an emulator, which will deploy my application to the Windows Azure emulator. During the deployment process, I can actually watch all the startup steps being executed in real time. That will enable me to find problems in my startup logic. When the Tomcat console window shows up, and when the emulator UI reports that my deployment has been started, I can open the browser and test it by navigating to localhost 8080 first, just to verify that Tomcat is up and running. So then I'll just try my application so we can see Hello World. So the next step is to package this application and deploy it into the Windows Azure cloud. To do that, I need to change a project property so that when it's built, it gets built for the cloud and not the emulator. While I'm at it, I can also control other settings in the project. For example, I can disable remote access. I can edit various role properties. For example, change the number of instances for better reliability. And you can read about all the different advanced features of the Windows Azure plugin for Eclipse in our online tutorials. But for now, let me just finish the build and create a package that I can deploy into the Windows Azure cloud. After the build process is finished, inside of the deploy folder, I have all the files that I need to deploy, the CS package file, the CS config file, and a link to the Windows Azure portal. So let me navigate there next and log in. I'll create a new hosted service for my Java application. Choose North Central US and select the package location. The config file. Start the upload. The deployment takes a few minutes, so now let's check back with the Windows Azure portal and see what the status is. So you can see that the instances are ready and running. To test this, I go to my service page, and then I'll just click on this link. And that's the main page from Tomcat. And again, if I just add Hello World, I should see my application running within Tomcat. And this concludes our demo. So you've just seen how we can take a Java application, put it in a Windows Azure project, test it in the emulator, and deploy it to the cloud.